going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hammered to right. Matos looked it up, and it's gone. His eighth of the year.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What is your favorite or the best play on words using your last name that you've heard?
That ball got Schmidt on.
Oh! On 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to Casey. Casey's back at the bat. That home run that Lucas played, NBC Sports Bay Area. I was in the restroom for that one. And
man, you're never watching the game. You're either cooking or stirring.
I got a busy. There's like these 4 hours. That's when I sit still. That's about it,
dude. Believe me, I'm with you. I have a almost 3 year old, so I get 3 hours in the morning of making breakfast, making lunch, and that's why today you're like, you know what? I think we need a. Start out in the morning with a couple of takes and this and that. And I'm trying to text the group.
Yeah, I got nothing from you.
I mean, I got an egg on for me, and I got breakfast for her, and I'm making lunch, and I'm cutting fruit, and we're, you know, talking to Dora the Explorer. No, she wants Diego, so now I got to change the channel. Busy mornings now with a 2.5-year-old.
I'll help you guys. That Vinny Pasquantino home run, as Casey would say, it was Schmidt on.
It was Schmidt on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
You just want to say his name again.
Yeah.
Deep part of the yard. No, long gone.
Good take.
Thank you.
Good take. No, I knew because I could sort of hear the TV a little bit through the walls. And it's like, I know what Dwayne's voice does when that ball is going. And then I heard nothing.
Gone.
Then I heard nothing from Jude. I said, Jude, did you just hit that over the fence? Yeah.
Hammered to right. Matos looked it up, and it's gone.
Gone.
His eighth of the year.
A lot of cheering going on for that.
Well, somebody finally scored.
True.
I mean, you're coming off of a Saturday night where the Giants won 1-0 in 10 innings with a walk.
Walk-off walk.
I went to one of those a few years ago. Jock Peterson got one of those in extra innings.
Jock Peterson.
It's a weird feeling for a fan. You're like all jacked up, right? And I got a runner over there at third.
That one was different,
you
I would
remember
argue.
Remember that? It was.
This the one on Saturday. I was there. And hold on.
Wait. Whoop.
Yeah.
Wait.
It was Mason Miller. The Reaper was in.
No. I'll give you
the
that.
The Reaper.
I'll give you that.
He is nasty. Pumping 104.
What are we doing?
Incredible at bat from Wilmer.
You were at the game, but whoop, I was watching by the pool in Mexico, and so we're sitting there, and we're watching the game, and I get what you're saying. There was a vibe to it. There was,
down 1-2 in the count?
Yeah. There was totally a vibe to it. 104 miles an hour. Wilmer's fouling balls off. It's a 9-pitch at bat. It's the Giants and the A's. Even though, by the way, quick aside, stop making that a thing. It's not a thing. Don't do that, Giants. Do not.
Oh, it's a thing.
It's not a thing. If you make it a thing.
It's a thing.
But it's not a thing if you try to make it a thing. It's only a thing if it's a thing on its own.
What do you mean if you try to make it a thing? The A's and the Giants have been in Northern California for, 70 years?
But here's how you're offending A's fans if you go out of your way to try to make it a thing. Here's the problem with that. First of all, Giants, if you are still a diehard A's fan after what's happened, you're not happy with the way the Giants played this. So you're not...
Well, how did they play it? I'm still not getting the answer on what's bothering you.
Well, first
Coming
off,
up on Friday.
When you say, well, how are they playing this? Are you talking about the A's departure or are you talking about the series this week?
I'm talking about the way that the Giants played it that offends you.
Nothing offended me. I'm not an A's fan.
What offended A's fans?
The fact that there were a bunch of things from either within the ballpark or on the broadcast, like calling it the 880 series instead of the Bay Bridge series or the Highway 80 series.
Yeah, I-80.
Stuff like, no, don't do that. Because there are a lot of A's fans, if you're still a diehard, that are not pleased with the Giants because the Giants, whether it's they didn't let them move to San Jose years ago, or if the fact that they voted for the A's on relocation, there's that aspect to it.
But who didn't? Wasn't it unanimous?
That's fair, but if you want, and then the second side to it is, it's almost siding with John Fisher to sort of act like this is still a thing, but it's not. They're not in Oakland anymore. So don't act like this is a cool little connect because an A's fan is like, that's still welcoming Fisher to the party. Treat them like the Rockies. You're over there.
Well, that's not good business sense.
Of course
for the
it
Giants.
Is. I don't. How did this, how
what,
was this?
What was the attendance for these games?
Well, it wasn't because of anything.
It's because the A's are still local in terms of their fans being here. So if you're the Giants, you want to do everything you can to welcome the A's fans in to get their money.
Right, but that's not going to happen because you're nicknaming it the I-80 series. That's going to happen organically. Number one. Number two. The Giants have been practically selling out all of their weekend games, no matter who the opponent was. Number three, the weather was sparkly all weekend. And number four, they had amazing giveaways. They're giving away puffer vests for crying out loud.
Did you get one?
No, I didn't. I was in Mexico.
Well,
but anyway.
You know people.
Yeah, no, I don't have one.
Wow.
I'd like one, but I don't have one. Risotto, you get one? Anyway, point is I don't think that that's helping. Just play the games. And if you want people to come to the game, they will. But listen, all I can do is tell you what my friends who are A's fans told me is it came across as kind of disingenuous. And I don't think the Giants should be treating the A's as if they're still cool. Treat the A's fans as if they're still cool. If you want to find a way to connect to them, don't make it feel like the A's are still one of our Bay Area teams. They're not. They left. Bleep them. Don't do that. I'm just telling you what A's fans told me.
Yeah. I mean, it still is a thing if the Giants decide that they want to make it a thing. It's a team that you shared a market with for a very, very long time, and now they're playing in your stadium in Sacramento. So, I mean, there's a lot of connectivity, I think, that still exists. And so, I don't know, it's less offensive to me than about a million other things that the A's did to their own fan base.
Of course. I wasn't offended. Again, I'm just telling you what A's fans said, and I don't think that the Giants need to do that. I don't think it helps the Giants. Put it that way. Because as you said, if what you're trying to do is reach out to A's fans and welcome them, I don't think that's the way to do it. I don't think most A's fans want to hear that. Just be a baseball team and be here. And over time, they're going to come to you. Their kids,
but
their kids are probably going to come to you. If you're 48 years old and you grew up a diehard A's fan, you're not going to suddenly be like, now I like the Giants. But what you probably will do is think to yourself, I'd like to bring my kids to a game. And where are you going to bring them? You drive all the way
bees.
You drive away all the way up to Sacramento and sit with 7,000 friends? Or are you going to just hop the bridge and go to Oracle Park and allow those kids to organically over time become Giants fans? I think that's a much more likely scenario.
Well, tonight is the Bees home opener out there at Raimondi. Sold out, by the way.
Sure.
Long in advance. Can't get tickets. And when the Ogden Raptors come to town, you could throw the records out when these two teams collide.
I can't wait.
Out there in West Oakland.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
To see what happens.
And I would love to see Oakland get a major league team again. I don't think that they would be top of the list if MLB decides to expand. So
not yet.
That's kind of a pipe dream.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Unless you have, a real billionaire owner. Like if Joe Lacob were to flex muscle and, tell Rob Manfred that he wants a team, then maybe something potentially could happen.
510, I'm 50 and all three of my boys still like the A's and will never be Giants fan, just checking in.
Yeah, good.
Maybe, yeah. Like, and if you're 50, because so am I would bet that your kids are
20, somewhere in there.
Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, so these are grown people. They're not five, most likely. I don't want to speak. I do know some 50-year-olds who have little kids.
Yeah, you just never know. You never know.
You never know.
My daughter will never go to an Oakland A's game. I know that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it doesn't exist.
Nope.
But it's again, this is a very long play. It's a very long play. You're not going for the people who already have their hearts already all in it. You're going for the people who are like, look, I've got kids and they like baseball and I want to take them to a game. And it's going to be, do I want to drive for 2.5 hours or do I want to drive for a half an hour? Like, that's the question. And so over time, that emotion either falls a little bit or people, whatever, you grow through the decades and it just changes. And that's the Giants play. I don't think this year is the year to be like, come on, A's fans, like be with us now. And it's the I-80 series. Like, I think it's going to tick people off. I know it did.
Well, I mean, you're looking to market games and you're looking to create some sort of dynamism, some rivalry.
925 just texted in. Justin texted us that I'm 2 years old and now I'm a Giants fan. So we just got a text from a 2 year old.
Okay. Probably a little too young to have a phone, but I get it.
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to wait till eight. Isn't that the deal
eight.
Now?
Eight.
Eighth grade.
Oh, eighth grade.
Yeah. Eighth grade. Not 8 years old.
No. My kids got phones when they were in sixth grade. I gave them as a parent, I did a three-phone structure. You get three phones, and then after that, whatever phone you want is on you. Sixth grade, you got a flip phone, which was, no smartphone. I don't even know if those exist anymore. And then when you get to be a freshman, you get your first smartphone, and then your third phone is any phone you want. And beyond that, if you want another phone, that's on you. You got to get your own phone now.
Hmm.
Get your own $1,000 if you want to get the iPhone 12 or whatever, the iPhone 16.
Well, you could just wait till you're eligible for the free upgrade.
You can, but
it take that long.
It can take a long time if you're a kid and you want a new phone. If you want the new fancy phone, you get a job and you go out and get your own phone.
No, I understand that.
Free upgrades still exist?
Absolutely. Hmm. Absolutely. I just did one. Yeah. I mean, you got to pay the thing, and then they pay it back to you.
Oh.
You got to pay.
I'm in.
Well, you got to pay the taxes. But, I mean, that's like $60. That counts as free, don't you think?
Yeah, okay. Close enough.
All right. Anyway. All right, 888-957-9570. I did real quick want to throw out there, and as the reason I mentioned it, you're right. I'm not a Jersey guy. But this City Connect thing, when it came out, and still to this day, like every time, so get ready, because in a couple hours they're going to wear these things, and people still seem, at least in my kind of network, they still seem a little bit annoyed or turned off by them. I got one friend who pulled one of the jerseys out in Mexico and put it on and wore it while we sat there and watched the game. I was like, oh, like he's already got one.
What player?
Ooh, I don't know.
Jeez,
I don't know. I don't know. He lost a card game, so he had to take it off and jump in the pool. So he didn't wear it that long.
Tyler Rogers, you think?
No, I don't know. I just always, I look
Frisbee
at this.
Frisbee guy.
I look. That'd be amazing. I just look at the City Connect jerseys, and I'm like, they're not supposed to be cookie cutter. they're supposed to get you talking. They did last time too, and they got their own nickname. They were the Creamsicles.
Yeah. I don't know what the nickname is for these, but I didn't like them as much as I did once I understood all of the reverence and all of the homage that they're paying. The purple back to NYU and, you know, the glove patch and the script in motion and the sound waves and the music icons. And when you learn all the different things that went into creating this amalgamation sensation of a uniform, it's like, oh, okay, it's kind of cool. And they're purple and, you know, Valkyries are a shade of purple. Yeah, so like, why not?
I mean, what it's a uniform.
Go crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
go out there and, you know, play baseball. Like, but that's me. I know that
the glove patch is iconic. Outfield glove remixed with Summer of Love energy. Okay.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm into it.
The Summer of Love was 1969.
I know, but if...
I'll never forget it.
But hold on. Boy. No, but it's energy. They mixed it with energy. How do you like...
The
what does
energy
that even mean?
Of the vibes of the Summer of Love. When you look at like all of the, I guess the art from the Summer of Love, that's what they are evoking with this Summer of Love glove patch.
That, no, I get what they're saying. I just don't know how when it's a visual aspect. It's kind of like a chef. You ever hear a chef describe a meal and you're like, I'm just eating pasta. Like, it's not infused with your floral essence. Like, I don't even, what the, it's like when people, you know, when a sommelier describes wine, like, what are you talking about? It's red wine. Like, do I like it?
There's notes of mahogany.
There's notes. What notes? I don't hear anything. What are you talking about? So when they talk about the jersey, that thing you're reading,
right,
that's kind of the feeling I got. I'm like, you can't stick energy in a jersey and tell me that that's what I'm looking at. I don't know how to look at energy.
Well, they're evoking the energy of the Summer of Love, which was at the time, you know, a little bit of the psychedelic, psychotropic kind of like scrambly vibe.
We can get you some if you want to see energy, man.
Thank you, Lucas.
That was too
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real.
That might be the funniest he's ever been on the show. That was really good.
He's having a good day.
He's having a great day.
He's going to loosen up a little bit in there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Steve Kerr, Brock Purdy, both on Thursday.
Yep. Kurt Warner today, and I'm sure he'll be featured in the best of.
Is he?
Kurt Warner coming up at 6 o'clock. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, good. We got anybody booked for tomorrow yet, Lucas?
Still loading.
Okay. Yeah.
And how about that Thursday lineup,
Thursday, though?
Yeah.
Steve Kerr and Brock Purdy on Thursday on Willard and Dim.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
So, anyway, actually, speaking of Brock Purdy, this is kind of where our conversation started today, and with the 40 minutes we have left, if you want to weigh in, we would absolutely love your phone calls, 888-957-9570. It's funny, and I think Lucas is actually one of these people. Lucas, did this sound clip, it felt to me this morning like this sound clip kind of, it took a little wind out of your sail.
It's a couple of the points that he made just tickled me the wrong way. I didn't love it.
If you're a Brock Purdy fan, and he signs the contract, and it's like, okay, we didn't do 60, but you did get north of 50. And if that felt comfortable to you as a Niner fan, it did for me. Did this kind of take the wind out of your sails a little bit when you start hearing behind the curtain? How did we get here? Adam Schefter on ESPN's Unsportsmanlike Radio. Take a listen to what he says.
You know, listen, I think there's a lot of ways to come to this number and a lot of ways that they did come to this number. There are multiple meetings between the two sides. And I think Brock Purdy's initial asking price was north of $60 million. And he was not going to get $60 million. He was not going to become the highest paid quarterback in football. It didn't fit into the 49ers salary structure. And also there was the idea that at one point in time, like, oh, well, maybe the 49ers would have listened for Brock Purdy trade offers. There were no trade offers that came in. There were no teams that really expressed interest. And Brock Purdy's perfect for them, and they're perfect for him. He's perfect for them. It just works. It's the way it should be. His value is greatest on that team. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit why they didn't view him right now as this $60-plus million quarterback. His initial ask price, I believe, was about $65 million. So it came down to $53 million in the end, and that's a fair number. It places him in the top tier of quarterbacks, not the richest, not the worst. He finally gets paid. He's making more per game than I think he made in his entire rookie contract now. So this is the way that it should be, and it was weeks of discussions and meetings, and finally they were able to put the deal to bed on Friday.
Yeah, so there you go. And it's funny because Adam's like, this is the way it should be. And I'm like, I kind of agree with you. I don't know if Brock Purdy's agent does. That's a big drop. You started at 65, and I don't know if they ever thought they were going to get it.
Right.
But you end up at 53. You didn't run this through the offseason. You didn't even skip voluntary workouts. Like, my takeaway from this is the same as my takeaway was yesterday. It only furthers it even more, which is that I'm impressed with the maturity that Brock Purdy showed here to not make this about ego and not make this about comparing your number to my number and where I slot in on this whole thing. It feels like Brock looked at the situation and went, look, I would like to be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. I'd like to make a bunch of money. And so we'll start the conversation here, but if the Niners have a different idea and they can spin this and try to convince me that this is the best for the roster and all of those things, then yay cookies, let's go. And that's the way he played it. And I think that's fantastic. But I do think there's pieces of this that make people go, ooh, okay, you asked for 65. You asked to be the number one. You ended up the number seven. And then there's that piece in there about how, you know, then there were trade conversations. Nobody else wanted him. So it starts to bring up some of those Brock Purdy anxieties that some fans have.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't feel
it. I know you don't.
I mean, I don't really see it that way. And you can ask for 65. And I don't believe that the team countered with 40 because that's about where 53 lies in the middle between 40 and 65. That's about the midpoint. I think that the 49ers, while they heard the 65, and they probably came back and said, you know, I don't think we're going to do that. And so this is kind of more what we're seeing. We're thinking somewhere more in 47 or 48. And, you know, maybe it's 50, whatever the number was. I don't think that the back and forth was that acrimonious. And you got to a spot where, you know, like you said, and we've heard this before, that Brock Purdy wanted to be there in OTAs by, you know, phase three. He wants to just be there and be able to be the quarterback and get in and install it. And Kurt Warner had some great comments earlier about, you know, a couple million here or a couple million there. What's it really worth to you when you get down to brass tacks? Like, you just ultimately want to be in there with your team and go play football. And that's what you do. And so whether it's maturity or whether it's him just wanting to play football, I don't know how I would assign the credit to Brock, but clearly for me, his prime motivation is being the quarterback of the 49ers, and you get generational wealth. And if you're not driven by the ego part of it, where I need to be numero uno, I need to make the most money. If you're not that guy, well, then what are we really talking about? You got a huge number guaranteed.
Yep.
You got most of the money front loaded in the first 3 years. You're going to make $100 million at least. You're probably going to wind up making more than $200 million to play football. So go play football.
No, I'm with you. I'm not trying to say that, like, we should all now cancel our plan Saturday and hold a Brock Purdy parade because he took this contract. What an unbelievably charitable human being. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, go ahead and compare him to other people. Go ahead. Compare him to other athletes, because most of them don't do this.
Yeah, it's rare.
Most
of them
don't.
Josh Allen did it. And he made more, but he was worthy of making more than Dak, and yet he didn't go out there and he didn't really try to get there by holding out and doing all the rest of it.
Dak's a great example. I'm glad you bring Dak Prescott up. And I have no knowledge of those negotiations at all. But here's what I do know. I know Dak Prescott got top dollar, and I know C.D. Lamb got second top dollar, only behind Justin Jefferson, and I know that they didn't have any other good players on their entire offense. They couldn't get 3 yards from a running back.
Ever.
Right? And Derrick Henry.
They brought back Zeke Elliott.
And Derrick Henry apparently wanted to play there.
Mm.
Can't afford that. Well, good thing Dak got $60 million. Holy crap. So that's the credit I want to give Brock. Because you can do that. Because some players did do that. Brandon Ayuk did that. He did that. And I think it's better if you don't do that. that's
depends on what your goals are. And if your goal is to make every single last dollar, and like TJ Houshmandzadeh said to us, he want to get paid when he talked about his client, Brandon Ayuk, not his client, but his training partner or whatever you want to call it. And so it was clear that Brandon Ayuk wanted to get paid. And so he held out for every last dollar. He got paid. He started slowly and he got hurt, which is really a bummer. I think that his year would have been a down year anyway. He wasn't trending toward dominating, right, but he got paid. And it's clear that Brock Purdy's primary motivation was not to get every last dollar.
Let's go to James and Hayward at 888-957-9570. Hey, James, thanks for calling Willard and Dibbs.
Hey, guys. I enjoyed the show. By the way, I just want to make a comment. I have a freshman in high school. She doesn't have a phone, so...
Good for you, James. I've got a kid who's not even in middle school yet, and he's already got a phone. I don't say that braggadociously.
I
say that as a single dad, where it's like, I'm in the city until 6 o'clock at night every weekday, and I need to know where the hell you are. So he's not allowed to put any games on that sucker, but I got no choice. But I get it, James. I wish I could have had the strength that you did.
Sure. No, it's a battle. So definitely a challenge.
Amen.
Just I just wanted to make a comment with regards to Brock Purdy and his salary and all of that. I'm a proponent for Brock Purdy. I like him as a quarterback for the 49ers. Now, again, I'm just a casual fan, and I don't really follow this market rate comp that you have to pay players on. Like, for example, Dak Prescott is making over $60 million. And I don't believe anyone right now believes that the Cowboys are making the right choice of paying that guy that much money. So I don't really understand how it's always looked at, okay, he's making this much money, but the next quarterback needs to make more than that. But if the Cowboys decided to go off the cliff and paying this guy, then why should anyone follow them towards that? And I, and then also just with Brandon Ayuk last year, we always kept talking about that's his market rate. I personally don't believe that it was worth for the Niners to sign him. If he walked away, I wouldn't think that would have mattered. So just my unpopular opinion.
No, James, I think actually a lot of people share it. The dynamic you're talking about, and I appreciate that call, is something that will forever be present for a lot of NFL teams. So when they say, like, I don't understand why they paid Dak Prescott $60 million, and then just because they do a bad deal, should other teams follow? And it's very easy. Like, I've watched this in media a lot, a lot. We all have. Over the last year especially, I think that there have been flimsy takes aplenty from people who are just like, I wouldn't pay Brock Purdy over $50 million. Well, great, Jack. What do you want to do? Like, that's the second piece that no one ever wants to take the time to bring up. Brian Baldinger did it one time, and everyone talked about it for a week because even though I didn't agree with it, it was super interesting. He's like, I'd go after Sam Darnold.
Right.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about that. And I don't agree with it, but fine. Let's have a conversation. But there's a line around the block of people being like, I wouldn't pay Brock Purdy over 50. Well, what would you do? And this is where teams end up, and it's why people like Dak Prescott get 60 and why Trevor Lawrence gets 55. Like, you may not love your guy. You may not think he's ever going to win a Super Bowl, but what is your other option? Kyler Murray with the Cardinals. Like, what do you want to do? Do you want to start over and be awful and irrelevant? Because those guys are good enough to at least keep you in it and maybe have a flash in the pan kind of year. And I think Brock Purdy is better than those guys. You know, and he's already been to overtime of a Super Bowl. So, but I understand. When teams are faced with that idea, it's hard. It's hard. Do you pay your guy, and he's good, even if he's not great? Like, what do you do if you're an NFL team in that situation?
It's a fine line between is he good or is he great? And I think about the Giants with Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones, where he flashed a little bit and he went to the playoffs and then you decided he was worth 4 years and $160 million. And 2 years into it, you said, oh no, we have made a mistake. So we're going to have to pivot and try something else. The Saints with Derek Carr, he's a quarterback who is good enough to make plays and do things, but they were unable to really get much going, and so now he's retired with a bum shoulder, and they're left with a tough decision now on what they do about the future. So Brock Purdy's a guy, he's good. He's not top five, top eight. Wherever you put him, he's good enough to where you need to keep him. And if you want to keep him, you got to pay him. And the alternative is you find somebody on the market, Aaron Rodgers. Oh. Like, would you rather have Aaron Rodgers coming in making $53 million for 1 year? Or Brock Purdy making $53 million for 6 years?
100% Brock Purdy, right? under any circumstances,
but that's,
right now.
That is what you're ultimately facing if you're a team that wants to go to Plan B. Your Plan B is either a middling free agent, Sam Darnold, or somebody else, who Justin Fields, or, you know, can you pry Kirk Cousins away from Atlanta? Because now he's not going to be the starter, and you're going to pay him $40
million. Right.
Your alternatives among free agents, none of them are usually that good. You could get Deshaun Watson right now from Cleveland. I mean, do I need to go on to other names?
Well, here's
the point is well made.
Absolutely.
Like, your plan B is either you pray in the draft, or you bring in one of these, like, fading veteran free agents.
Well, here's what's wild about it all. Like, let me ask you this. If you were the do you think the Cardinals think that Kyler Murray can win a Super Bowl?
Yes.
You do?
Well, because the Cardinals are one of the worst run organizations in all of sports.
Okay.
So I think that they believe that he can.
Okay.
Do I think that he can win a Super Bowl?
No, I know that you do. Do you think that the Jaguars think that Trevor Lawrence can win a Super Bowl?
Probably.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, and that's a tougher one because you may have finally gotten the coaching situation right. I mean, Doug Peterson is a good coach. And
do you think the Dolphins think that Tua can win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
McDaniel, I don't think that... Yeah. I mean, Tua's... That's a good one because I think Tua is kind of in the Brock Purdy tier. Like, he's a good player, and is he good enough to elevate a team? I don't know. So far, he hasn't, and he can't stay healthy.
Do you think that the Dallas Cowboys think that Dak Prescott can win a Super Bowl?
I mean, they do.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
I know you don't.
Right.
I don't. They even and whether they do or not, in the end, is not necessarily the most relevant thing. I find it interesting from this perspective because I think that there are plenty of people that if you really gave them truth theorem, they're like, well, no, we're probably not going to win the whole thing. Like, do I honestly think if I'm Jerry Jones that Dak Prescott's just going to navigate his way one year through Jalen Hurts and Jaden Daniels and Brock Purdy and Jordan Love and Jared Goff? We're going to navigate our way all the way through that, and then we're going to find our way to the Super Bowl where I'm going to navigate Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson. Like, is that really going to happen? Like, hello, probably not, but you still pay them anyway because you're a relevant...
You got no choice.
You're a relevant force. The beautiful thing to me for a 49er fan, and I know this may bother some of you because he didn't win it, but you don't really have to ask too hard on the question of, do you think that Brock Purdy can navigate his way to a Super Bowl and to the end of the Super Bowl? He's already come so damn close that the answer is obviously yes. Yes, you can win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. Should really be the only question that a fan asks himself. If you answer yes, forget the stupid number. Forget the number. Don't worry about the number unless it becomes preventative, which for the 49ers, it's not. But you've got a bunch of teams out there that are paying their quarterback north of $45 million a year, who I would bet plenty of people in the executive staff don't even really think they can win a Super Bowl. But they do it because the player's kind of good.
You have no choice.
Yes.
Like, the alternative is you chase after it with a fledgling free agent, and I'm thinking about Geno Smith as a good example. Seattle brought him in to replace Russ, and he's been pretty good. He's pretty good there, you know. Seattle was competitive, and Geno Smith had a few good years, and then you realize you get to a spot where, okay, it's time to either pay him more or move on, and so you move on. And the Raiders are another one. What have the Raiders done in their quarterback spot? Going back six or seven guys. They had Minshew in there for a while, and now you're going to try Geno Smith. And, you know, it's a team that hasn't been able to draft a guy and develop him, and you're not going to spend the money to bring in a top-flight guy because your team's not good enough.
No doubt. But those are shorter terms, so those are, like, that's teams that are just like, well, like, we got to play football this year.
Yep.
So let's kind of have a guy, and Geno Smith is a guy plus, but... But then again, look at their division. I mean, Geno Smith's not winning that division.
Probably not.
Do with Geno Smith going up against Mahomes and Herbert and Bo Nix. You're not going to do anything there. But you can be a viable, like, whatever team. You can handle your Sunday events and have everybody come to the arena and, like, yeah, let's play football. And your receivers will get numbers and. You can have fantasy players and Brock Bowers, and you can do all of those things, but you're not going to win. The question for me is when somebody doesn't get the two-year deal, they get the five-year deal, they get the six-year deal. That, to me, those are the contracts from teams that should be saying, this guy can win us a bowl.
Yeah. Dak Prescott and Kyler Murray,
yep.
They both got those deals.
Right. And
Jared Goff did, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's at least gotten them close.
Gotten there.
Yeah.
And a couple times he's gotten teams. Obviously, he went to a Super Bowl with the Rams. But, yeah, I just – those are the ones that are tough. And I don't think that 49er fans are in that boat. They don't have to worry about that. They sort of have every single piece of proof in the pudding except for the actual ring itself, that this team can maneuver through the playoffs with Brock Purdy as their QB.
And if they can't, and you find that out in 3 or 4 years, well, then the whole thing is going to be a rebuild anyway, because you're going to buy him out and cut him, and you're going to fire the coach and fire the GM, and then the new people will come in and figure out how they're going
to
do it.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water. 888-957-9570 is the number. Western Conference Finals are about to start, and I think that we want to fight about it. So we'll do that next on Willard and Dibs.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.